This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And Jen and Victoria here at your service, on your side, 7 minutes after the hour. The good news is the Federal Reserve expected to keep interest rates unchanged this week, deferring any possible increase till September or maybe even December, and maybe even not then. Depends on inflation. The meeting, which will be held, I think it's today and tomorrow, as a matter of fact. These people get together, and it's anathema when you mention the Fed to some people. They've ruined our country. I don't honestly, I probably shouldn't admit this, I don't know what the hell they do. They set rates.
I don't either. So,
I'm glad I'm not the only one. Yeah,
who gave them the authority to set the rates for interest? It's not supposedly an actual federal department, even though the members get appointed by the president. And whenever they meet, everybody goes, oh, this is going to be dangerous. This is going to be awful.
They hunker down.
Yeah, right. It's like thumbs up, thumbs down. And the people in Wall Street are sitting on the edge of their chairs. And the people, you know, the 0% interest rate is great if you're buying a house and that sort of thing. It reminds me of the, maybe I'll make a little plug here for this program that guarantees you 8% yield on your money at commercialrealestateincomefunds.com. You can check out the video there. It sort of flies in the face of the good news for people who are borrowing is that the rates are low. The bad news for people who are saving or trying to make some money on their savings is that it's hard to make it at 0%, but it's better for the economy, generally speaking, to keep interest low. So what I don't ever, the understanding here of this is how easily it's manipulated, and if your interest rate is practically zero, how come we have an inflation rate of between 2 and 3%? I've never really quite figured that out either. Why is there inflation if the interest rate is zero or close to it? Everybody wants a raise. Why do you want a raise? It's not costing any more to do anything, or is it? Look at the cost. Now, this is the other side, but now I'm getting to the dark side. What does it cost you for an airplane ticket? What does it cost you?
Right. Those rates have gone up.
Right. If you look at some things, they're much more expensive now than they were a year ago, 2 years ago, 4, 10, whatever. But there are some things. Try to get somebody to do service work for you. It has nothing to do with anything other than the availability of the people to do it or not. And that isn't something that's hooked to whatever the interest rate is. But it just, I want you to think about this. It is good and it's not so good. And then figure out how it impacts you. I know I'm not borrowing any money. You look at that. I just looked at a credit card statement the other day. Good God. The interest rate, if you don't pay the thing off, is 29% a month.
Here's the thing. If it feels like you can't afford something, you can't. That's I am no financial genius, but that's sort of how I live my life. If it feels like I can't afford it, then I try to stay away
from
it.
You're the only person who's ever said that out loud.
Right?
And everyone should think that, but you are the only person who's ever said that out loud.
If it feels like it's out of my league, it's probably out of my league. Like, don't go and buy the car you can't pay off or the house that you can't afford. Yep. I mean, at some point, someone's going to come a knocking to collect that money.
Who's that knocking at the door? Yesterday, we had a very important conversation about women's bras. And it was unfortunate that Jennifer was not here for that discussion. But
I know bras.
Somebody sent me something as a follow-up. A lady named Jane sent me a story about a woman in Florida who has, according to the rendering here, she has helped women's rights. A court ruling came down clearing this woman of disturbing the peace when she bared her breasts during a camp visitation in a state forest. Who decided women's breasts are more...
camp in the forest?
Well, they were...
Nudie camp?
But they were out camping. This woman and
yeah, sure.
So we were camping in the forest. And
was the naked
said,
couple in the lawnmower camping too?
Swing camping is what we call it.
Anyway, this woman's whole premise was the court case was based on men and women being able to bear themselves, and the fact that the police who arrested her said she was obscene. So she went to court and said, "How can my breasts be more obscene than yours, Your Honor?" And apparently the judge...
See, there's a really fine line
there.
There
is.
Because there has to be some sort of semblance of good taste, but how do you make the law arbitrate what good taste is? But if you're...
Well, it's who's offended. What's the community standard for offensive? You can never agree on a community standard for offensive.
If I can see your milkers and you're not milking, that's probably too much.
Really?
Well, and then remember that guy in the Target that freaked out at the woman who was breastfeeding?
Breastfeeding her, yeah.
Yeah.
That's always going on.
And that's what I mean. If you're not, right. If there's not a child attached, then it's probably
this charged. Woman said this happened in 90-some-odd degree heat, and she felt that it was...
Oh, give me a break. Give me a break. Okay, I'm going to even tell you in Vegas. Here's the thing. I'm going to make a very big confession. Okay. I've been to the porn show, the CES show, Consumer Electronics Show, and then next door is
the porn show,
the AVN, the Adult Video Network Awards, and they have like a whole convention. I've been to that. And the women there.
Yes.
Yeah,
nerd prom meeting.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I'm going to tell you that the women there are all naked except for the duct tape over the nipple area.
Really?
And so if that is what's considered good taste in Las Vegas, then this woman can suck it up probably and cover them up too.
Yeah, if that's classy for Vegas, then yes,
nipple
I agree.
Tassel. Come on.
Seriously? They wear like duct tape over their, to cover
that
it up.
It feels like that would be painful when you have to take that off later.
I know.
And I'm sure they're used to pasty pain.
Who doesn't have a stray hair around there? You rip that thing off that guy.
All right, ladies and gentlemen.
Exploded.
Up next, the best beaches in America. That's up next here on Good Day, 14 past the hour.
For fast, powerful, and portable ratcheting without a power cord or air hose, pick up the Craftsman C3 19.2-volt Max Access Auto Ratchet. The ratchet head delivers up to 420 inch-pounds of torque at 225 RPMs, enough power to turn just about any stubborn fastener quickly. The pass-through design eliminates the need for deep sockets and lets you tighten and loosen long bolts fast, even in tighter workspaces. Craftsman, made to make. Available at Craftsman.com, Sears.com, Sears, Sears Hometown, and Sears Hardware Stores. Haynes, the worldwide leader in vehicle repair information for over 50 years, is now available in electronic format with Haynes Manuals Online. You get all the trusted content of the Haynes printed manuals, but with added features including over 750 color photographs, color wiring diagrams, and videos to help you do the job right. They're formatted for all electronic devices, and over 180 car, truck, and motorcycle titles are now available. The new Haynes Manuals Online are now available at Haynes.com. On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need back-to-school supplies for my son.
Well, Staples has everything you need at low prices every day.
He needs folders, binders, a backpack.
Sounds like quite the little organizer.
No, he's quite the little loser.
Come again?
He loses papers, homework, you name it, he loses it.
Ah, that kind of loser.
Oh, yeah.
Got it.
Back-to-school supplies are back for more. Staples has everything you need for back-to-school at low prices every day. Like comp books for just 50 cents each. Staples, make more happen.
While supplies last, ends 9/17, limit 30 in-store, 10 online. No matter what kind of allergy day you're having, relief can be yours with Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Its prescription-strength medicine effectively relieves your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, for 24 hours. Nasacort has no harsh taste, is non-drowsy, and non-addictive. Unlike Flonase, Nasacort is scent and alcohol-free. For effective nasal allergy relief, choose Nasacort. It's guaranteed relief or your money back. Details at Nasacort.com. Use as directed.
Don't miss out on the lowest prices of the season event at Sam's Club this Saturday, August 6th. Get a Vizio 55-inch 4K SmartCast TV, just $428. Doors open at 7 a.m. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better in the club. Firestone Complete Auto Care is celebrating 90 years of keeping cars running newer, longer. Visit your local Firestone Complete Auto Care and get a $70 prepaid card by mail when you buy four eligible Bridgestone tires. See store or drive a Firestone.com for details. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone.
They'd be happy to know that the police in Manchester, New Hampshire, decided that they also got to catch them all as they are using Pokemon Go for a different end. They want to use the game to catch bad guys. And they have tempted fugitives with a Facebook post touting the sighting of a rare Pokemon in their booking area. They wrote that they would only grant a specific number of people access to the booking area to try and catch the Pokemon. If your name appears on the following list, you're one of the lucky ones. They wrote, come down to the station, capture Scheherazade. Hurry before Scheherazade leaves. No arrest has been made yet.
Do you realize the state of affairs right
now? Yeah, right.
Do you realize what you're
saying? Pokemon. Yeah, right. It's craziness. Somebody had a Pokemon event in a P.F. Chang's around here. I don't know why would they have it in a P.F. Chang's.
I was
looking
reading
for Pokemon
last night.
And a broccoli.
Yeah, they're going to create Pokestop restaurants. So I guess Pokestops are where you can get all your new energy and like little balls to throw at the
Pokemon.
Do we think
that this is going to be around long enough to make restaurants?
I don't know.
But they're supposed to serve beer and snacks so that people can load up on energy and get their beer, I guess.
All right, time for a list of the best beaches in America. National Resource Defense Council monitoring these beaches. These are not in any particular order. These are supposedly the best beaches for summer enjoyment. Cape May, New Jersey. Who's been there? I bet Victoria's been there.
I have not been there, actually.
Haven't you?
That's way, way, way. I grew up on the beach.
Way down, yeah.
So, and that's way far down, so I didn't really need to go anywhere.
Tara, you ever been there?
I have not. I normally just stick with Maryland beaches.
Yeah. Well, the Delmarva Beach is supposed to be neat. Let's see here. Jones Beach in New York. How's that?
Ugh.
Really?
How did
you don't
that
agree
make
with
the best
this?
Beach? Ew. It's disgusting. Ew. The people
Venice
are gross.
Venice Beach in California. I thought that's kind of gross.
Yeah, Venice Beach is, right?
Let's cover it. National Research and Defense Council. Yeah.
But it's not necessarily pretty in real life.
Yeah, what are we rating? How are we rating best beaches here? Because I generally think of, like, cleanliness and good water quality.
These are the good ones.
Right.
The worst ones, Myrtle Beach, South Carolina is supposed to be. Key West.
Myrtle Beach is beautiful.
And Puerto Rico. Everything in Puerto Rico is terrible.
Just the entire place.
Key West
the
entire is bad?
Place, yeah.
Why is Key West bad?
Are you what are you asking? I'm just giving you the report
down.
Here.
I know.
Is the list turned upside down? Upside down.
Okay. Upside down. Inside out. Prince Harry is talking about his mother. He said in a video released yesterday by the BBC that he wanted to destigmatize mental health problems, something that his mother was all over trying to help people with it. But they didn't talk much about their mother's death. And he says now he wished that they had, he and his brother, had talked to somebody about it because they were, because of their position as young princes, they were supposed to suck it up. Or buck up, or whatever you call it.
Yeah.
He said it's. He figured out it wasn't okay to suffer. But you gotta. If you're gonna suffer, you need to talk about it. He said, I'm not weak. This is not a weakness. Weakness is having a problem and not recognizing it and not solving the problem. I thought that was pretty pithy, matter of fact. So it's on the BBC, an interview with Prince Harry. 21 after the hour, food for thought on Good Day.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Many directions.
That's the new group. Many directions.
Which bums me out because I never got to see them live.
Really?
Yeah. They'll get back together again in 25 years.
I finally fucked up and got a ticket for their show, the last show that they did in Maryland, and it was good. You missed out.
Carrie, you've withheld that information from me. We're no longer friends.
The core of the group. Who's really the most important cog in the wheel in One Direction?
You know, it's kind of those,
right?
Well, Harry Styles and Zayn Malik, and Zayn was the first one who left, and he's already got a solo career. Harry's now doing movies, and now Liam just signed this deal, so.
Yeah, Harry signed a solo deal earlier this year, too.
How'd these people get discovered? Where did the show
go? Simon Cowell put them all together.
It sounded to me like this was a TV show group.
X Factor, yep.
Yeah, right. Okay, so that's good. Good for him. Now, is he producing them and individually each one as well? That's part of the deal with me.
Manages them on some level, yeah.
All right, so that's the story of Liam Payne. For those of you who are wondering about a lost sleep about it last night, there you go. Next up, those of you who are worried about Snoop Dogg, here we go. The Snoopster. Get an attitude. Pop, anybody ever call him the Snoopster before?
I probably don't.
Why? You were calling the Snoopster?
Probably not his face.
Why?
Well,
I don't know.
He might think it's funny.
He seems chill. He might like it.
Yeah.
Plus, you could definitely outrun him because he's super high.
All the time.
He's super high all the time?
All the time.
Yeah, he looks like he's...
Why do you think those glasses are on his face all the time?
Yeah.
Well, he's lucid moments.
Snoop and The Game, that's another rap group, yeah, right?
He's a rapper.
The Game is a rap person?
Yes.
Why does he call himself? Well, I suppose...
You can call him the Gamester. I think that'd be
okay. All right. I'm not asking too many questions here. There's going to be a town meeting, Los Angeles style. Jen, this is this weekend, is it? It's all over social media.
Oh, no, this happened.
Last weekend, was it?
Oh, was it last weekend?
Yeah.
Oh, are they going to have more of them?
They might.
Maybe.
Well, I don't know.
Wait a minute, I got two stories.
Do we know the outcome, Jen?
One of them says yes, and the other one says no.
So Jen's in L.A., so maybe she has some intel.
Snoop and the Game got together, and they had like a little peaceful rally outside of police headquarters in downtown L.A., and they spoke about the importance of being peaceful and doing peaceful protests and still respecting the police, and they tried to sort of calm the community down. It happened just a few days after the Dallas shooting, so he wanted to sort of knock the temperature down between the police and the citizens. Yeah.
So is are they both from Compton?
I know Snoop is. I don't know where the Game is from, but I would imagine that's true.
One of the things that I was most impressed with the Game, he made a statement that I think a lot of people feel, especially even in the black community. He said, before we, you know, it's a shame we still have to have Black Lives Matter, but before anyone else is going to really care about our lives, we have to start valuing our own lives in our own communities, and then it goes from there, which I thought was a really poignant statement.
Tell that to Charles Kinsey, who is the guy who was laying on his back with his hands up. They got shot by those clowns, or one of those clowns in Miami. What an outrage. Man, you look at that. If there's any example, you have, sometimes when the video comes out, you have, well, maybe it could have been this way or that way. There's no way this guy who shot him. And he said afterwards, the guy says, why'd you shoot me? He says, I don't know. So what's he doing with a gun and being a police officer? 28 past the hour.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here's Helen Creeble.
I am more worried than ever before about the push by some leaders to silence the speech of those with whom they disagree. It's a trend that frightens me. Even in a presidential campaign, which should produce discussion and debate on major issues, one prominent organization is actually called for the arrest of a major candidate because its leaders disagree with his political views. Ironically, the same organization recently called for neutrality on the Internet to protect free speech. They should look through the lens of liberty and remember that in America, the people have a right to consider all opinions. And if we disagree with some candidates, we defeat them in fair elections, not throw them in jail.
Go to lensofliberty.org. You won't believe what you hear.
It's not a team without t-shirts.
Custom t-shirts from Custom Ink are the easy way to connect any group. Our online design lab makes it simple to create a shirt design that your group will love. Or you can easily upload your own logo. Whether you need one shirt or thousands, Custom Ink can print any size order. And we know you can't wait for your new t-shirts. That's why we offer free shipping, and on-time delivery is guaranteed. Get a free price quote today at CustomInk.com.
We're excited to announce that the pharmacy you trust is now in the store you love. Because CVS Pharmacy is now at Target. So you can expect more, even when it comes to your health. Our CVS pharmacists give expert advice on everything, from dosage instructions to side effects to drug interactions. We'll help fill your prescriptions while you fill your shopping cart. CVS Pharmacy, now at Target.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using the system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by The Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-725-2487. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-725-2487. 1-800-725-2487.
To work over the information that needs to be worked over. We feel strongly that we really are on top of what's going on and that you'll know more about anything that's important by listening to us. How about that for a thumbs up?
That is amazing.
Yes, isn't it though? Peyton Manning.
I love him.
Breathing a sigh of relief. NFL said that the Denver Broncos quarterback did not use growth hormones.
Oh, that his wife had delivered to their house in her
name? Right.
Allegedly.
Last year, remember this? Okay, so those of you who don't remember, there was a report alleging that Manning's wife got deliveries of HGH when he played for Indianapolis. Manning said, that wasn't true. He didn't probably say it just like that, but you know.
He kind of sounds like that a little bit.
Yeah, actually, it's not a terrible representation.
The NFL went forward with an investigation. He was in the Super Bowl. He said he's going to retire.
He's going to retire because he's an older gent for playing football, and he's had a broken neck. I mean, that's why the human growth hormone stuff isn't all that far-fetched, because, I mean, he was battered and broken. My goodness. Mm-hmm.
Is he officially retired?
Yeah.
Yes.
He is. Okay.
I think so. Yeah. Right. Also from the world of sports, Michael Jordan said that he could no longer stay silent. He donated a couple of million bucks toward improving relationships between police departments and black Americans. That's good. Any other characters?
What does that money do, by the way?
Well, it's supposed to train police. It's supposed to give them better opportunities at hiring, incentives for better police, pay them better, you know, that kind of stuff. Better training. That's the stuff I maintain all the time. Better, there is a category that you can instill. I know in some communities it's different. You can't take money from outside that isn't taxpayer money and use it to pay the police. You can use it to buy stuff, but you can't use it to pay police. But I'm guessing that in this circumstance, is this all going to Los Angeles?
Chiefs of Police.
Police, that's
organization,
right.
Or something?
Right. Yeah, that's what it is. Okay, so that's that story. I want to get to something that's, a couple of items from the food news department that you ought to be aware of. Bar S Foods has recalled a lot of hot dogs
in the past few days. Hot dogs are delicious.
Are they?
Just for the record, I've had a Bar S hot dog. They are very good.
So how do you know them? Does it say on the label Bar S?
Is that the brand? It's the brand. Oh, yeah. Okay.
All right, so anyway, some of their corn dogs and hot dogs may have listeria, maybe. I don't know that I'd get too upset about it, because if you cook them and really cook them, then the listeria is not a problem. You cook it out. Listeria, salmonella, E. coli, all that stuff can be cooked out. However,
now you lose a few pounds.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Well, the weird thing is, and that's, the listeria seems to be like the it thing that's in stuff right now, which is weird, but that's also in all the flour. GM just did, General Mills just expanded their flour recall because of listeria. Now it includes Betty Crocker cake mix.
Listeria is in everything, everywhere. Every bit of food you eat, this time of year especially, has listeria in it. It's impossible. If you go to the food store and you get a grocery store or whatever supermarket, you're laughing because I called it food store.
I said last weekend, all right, I got to run to the food store, and I literally laughed out loud to myself because you're influencing my vocabulary now.
Well, the listeria, if you were to test the meat in the butcher section, chicken, fish, any of it, you'll find listeria. It's the degree of the problem. We had it in the dairy room, the milk room at my farm, and because it gets into the cement, it just is almost impossible. Listeria is like, what do you call it? The stuff that survives nuclear, the crickets, not the crickets, the
cockroaches.
Cockroaches, right. Listeria is the cockroach of bacteria. It survives anything and everything. So to think that you're not going to get it. So the batches of General Motors, good thing.
I said GM too, I know.
General Motors. General Mills is actually looking at E. coli, though, from what I understand, Victoria.
Oh, it's E. coli, not listeria.
Somebody who had kidney failure. See, I don't know how they go back and figure out that this is the problem. They had 10 million pounds of flour they recalled a couple of months ago, and now Betty Crocker is looking bad. But this can happen. By the way, this is kind of like the Takata airbags. Everybody uses the same airbag. The flour for all of these companies are all the same.
Difference.
Comes from the same place. It's all done in the same factory. It's all prepared the same way. Like most of the peanuts are that you get, you think Mr. Peanuts are different than somebody else's peanuts. No, they all come out of the same place. And so what makes this difficult is that if you have a very weakened immune system, it can cause bloody diarrhea. You get very dehydrated. This is for people who are old and infirmed or very young children that do not have developed immune systems. That's who gets impacted by this sort of thing. So to run out and say, oh my God, I can't do anything with a flower, nah, you can use the flower. The chances of you getting something from something like this are pretty much, they're along the lines of you getting onto a spaceship and going to Mars. I mean, that's just about how you're going to be affected by this. Not at all. So, with that in mind,
I'm just thinking, though, really quick on the cake mix thing.
Yeah.
It does make sense if it was in brownie mix or cake mix, because a lot of people eat that before they bake it. That would be the only way that you can eat the raw flour.
Dough.
Yeah, cookie dough, stuff like that.
Yeah. Well, those are the people putting marijuana in it before they cook it, too.
not necessarily weirdo.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, so I have a challenge for the ladies here.
Pot brownies. No.
That wasn't the yet, but there was. I've never had one. Have you? Any of you eaten a pot brownie?
No. Victoria has said yes.
I think
she will say
yes.
It was caramel, not brownies.
Well, I've had brownies.
Oh, well, never mind.
You had. Kara,
not
you had.
Good.
This is good. Kara had caramels.
No, I did not.
You didn't? No.
She had
no
brownies.
Mushrooms or anything in them? Okay, so.
You know, caramel and mushrooms? That sounds gross.
It does sound gross. The salads for the season. With the heat wave and the costs of the produce that's going sky high, people are trying to come up with better ways because it's so hard they want to cook. So I wondered about salads, just for the heck of it, whether any of you or all of you have come up with salad ideas. Maybe we can pass along. People cutting up apples, for example. You can even go into some of the chain stores and get apples now and have it in a salad. Do you know that there are 50 fruits and vegetables commonly, 17 leafy greens that you can use, arugula, kale, romaine, lettuce, watercress, that kind of stuff, that are great to prevent cancers, dementia, stroke, type 2 diabetes. And not many people are thinking about that when they blend up the greens, but just for the audience's information, Kara, we'll start with you. When's the last time you made a really good salad, and what was in it?
I actually made a really good one last week, and I ate it with some corn on the cob on the side. That was good.
Right.
But I like to put avocado, generally cherry or grape tomatoes. What else do I put in it? You put me on the spot. Now I've forgotten it.
What do you use for dressing?
I normally use like a balsamic dressing. It's pretty good. What do you guys think? Does that sound good?
Yeah,
yeah,
great.
I'm in.
If you're doing the fresh fruit, the fresh produce thing, you don't have to be so worried about washing it. But to go back to what we were talking about with Listeria and Salmonella and E. coli, if you're getting the packaged greens, you need to really wash
it. Yeah,
well,
I like to get spinach, and a lot of the time that comes in the box that already says, no need to wash, it's already washed. But, of course, when was
that's
it
That's nonsense.
Washed?
Yeah.
And
well,
what
you know,
was
are you buying from
washed?
Local farms, though? Kara, do you go out of your way to get local stuff?
I haven't lately, not with the last salad that I made. There's a there's a farmer's market downtown that I need to go to that I haven't been able to check out in a while.
Yeah.
But yeah, lately I've been buying from Giant because that's the most convenient thing for me to get to.
All right, Jen, what's the latest, the last salad that you made?
I made a delicious salad on Saturday, which is the last time I was able to relax.
Mm-hmm.
And I made it with arugula, Dougie, because that's my favorite green. I love arugula.
Yeah.
And I made kind of a deconstructed caprese. So I did that, and then I went to my little garden that I have, and I pulled out a bunch of heirloom tomatoes, and I chopped them up along with my fresh basil from my garden. I can't even speak. I'm going to bed.
Sure.
So basil, heirloom tomatoes, arugula, and then you know how they sell those little marinated mozzarella balls in the store?
Yes.
So
yummy.
I put in fresh mozzarella.
Cheese is my favorite thing on salad.
And usually I make my own salad dressing, but there's this really good one that I found that I like a lot. It's called Garlic Expressions, and it was perfect with this salad because it was
yum.
It's got just enough garlic, it's got some balsamic and olive oil, and it's a natural dressing, and I love it. And that was it. It was so simple, but it was so good.
Mm-hmm. All right. So I'm going to guess that Victoria probably did some organic thing because that's her bent. If you can find that sort of thing in New York, there
we
be
have
a lot
farmers
of
markets right down. I'm on the Upper West Side, so there's a wonderful farmers market every Saturday that's right in back of the Museum of Natural History.
so we hit that up. Yeah, it's fabulous. All right. It's all local farms.
It's so fun, Long Island. I have to say, having the joy of having the garden in my yard too. Speaking of little farmers markets, I mean, I know it's not much, but it's so cool to be able to go out and see what am I going to put in my salad today. That's awesome. That's cool.
Yeah. Well, I don't have a garden this year, but I wish I had a garden. Yeah, next year.
I don't get enough light on the deck.
All right, so what do you make your salads?
My favorite summer salad is super easy, but it is surprisingly awesome. It's arugula-based, like Jen likes. Bed of arugula, cube up some really good watermelon, and some crumbled feta cheese, and I make a really quick balsamic reduction and just drizzle that over the top, and a little bit of olive oil.
Good.
So good.
You know,
so you get
the sweet and the tangy,
and it's perfect.
I had that salad, that same salad, last weekend, except my cousin added to it some Kalamata olives and edamame, which sounds really weird, but it was so good with the watermelon.
Were they black olives?
You know what else I always add?
Kalamata olives.
I also dice up a little bit of fresh mint, which I love, and that adds a nice extra layer.
Because I heard that black olives matter.
They do.
You can't say that. That's a term.
Right, that's me. All right, so some ideas. Listening to the three, lady, you got some ideas on how to maybe mix and match your salad that you make later today. 48 past the hour.
There are two kinds of people in this world, the haves and the have-dones. The haves install waterfalls in their living rooms. The have-dones enjoy local water parks and hundreds of other weekend activities. Mini golf? Think Groupon. Museum? Think Groupon. Summer fun for the family? Download the Groupon app and use code WELCOME and get $10 off your first Groupon deal of $25 or more. Restrictions apply. See Groupon.com/radio for details. Because if you're going to own something, own the experience. Groupon.
60 Seconds to a Better Life. You're listening to Doing What Works with host Maureen Anderson.
Tired of people pushing your buttons? Executive coach Marshall Goldsmith says, realizing you have them is the first step.
As we journey through life, the typical reaction is there is a trigger. The trigger produces an impulse, and the impulse leads to behavior. If we can change the cycle a little so there's a trigger, it still will produce an impulse, but we have an awareness of what's going on around us. Then we realize we have a choice. Then we exhibit the behavior. And if you can just get to that level of awareness and choice, 80-90% of the time, we'll probably come up with a good solution.
When it feels like the whole world is working against you, it's good to know you have an ally. Doing What Works is here to help you to overcome and succeed. That's our job, and we love doing it for you in big and little ways every day. You can also find Doing What Works online at MaureenAnderson.com.
Not available in all states.
Whoa, what do you have there?
It's a Reese and Irvy's frozen yogurt. We just had our robot make one.
A robot made your frozen yogurt?
Yes, from Reese and Irvy's, the world's first fully interactive robot vending machine that serves 9 flavors of delicious yogurt with 6 amazing toppings. And it's available for an exclusive franchise opportunity.
Wait, you mean I can own my own frozen yogurt robots?
And make money at the same time. These robots are the future of frozen yogurt franchising. They can be placed almost anywhere and operate 24/7. Malls, theme parks, grocery stores, you name it.
A robot that serves frozen yogurt. That's revolutionary.
Exactly. Reese and Irvy's Froyo robots are taking the market by storm. No more messy yogurt bars, long lines, or do-it-yourself machines. Just delicious frozen yogurt in 60 seconds or less. Anytime, anywhere.
How do I get my own Reese and Irvy's robots?
It's easy, but you better act now. Locations and machines are going fast. Just go to froyofranchising.com and enter promo code 1111. That's froyofranchising.com, promo code 1111.
It's not a team without t-shirts.
Custom t-shirts from Custom Ink are the easy way to connect any group. Our online design lab makes it simple to create a shirt design that your group will love. Or you can easily upload your own logo. Whether you need one shirt or thousands, Custom Ink can print any size order. And we know you can't wait for your new t-shirts. That's why we offer free shipping, and on-time delivery is guaranteed. Get a free price quote today at CustomInk.com.
If the measure of a car was how many people it turned into people who love cars, the Subaru Outback would be worth its weight in gold, thanks largely to its symmetrical all-wheel drive. Unlike other systems that wait for a wheel to slip, it powers all four wheels all the time, all while with better fuel economy than midsize SUVs. And the fact that the Outback is made in a zero landfill plant doesn't hurt either. It's a car that is truly built to be loved. Love, it's what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
We'll be right back.
dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Travel guides at Fromers.com. We're going to talk about a couple of different apps that you may find helpful, plus how to save on hotel rooms. A few tips there right around the corner on Good Day.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This five-time All-Stars resume is Hall of Fame ready. He's one of only four American-born players to score more than 500 NHL goals. He's also scored more than 1,000 points and collected 2,200 penalty minutes.
Here's Kachuk, the long shot, and there it is. 500th NHL goal for Keith Kachuk.
So where is Keith Kachuk now? Keith coaches the St. Louis Blues Pee Wee hockey team and is proud to have his son on that team. He's an investor in Grand Slam Sports, which owns a sports talk station in St. Louis. Keith has said he would like to get back into hockey with the NHL Blues, where he was known for scoring and slugging.
Keith Kachuk comes down with his Marshall fans on, and here they go.
Looks like Keith Kachuk still has some fight in him. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. Name and company.
I'm Rich Colano with Rivco Products.
Rich, what's new?
Now we're able to do twice as bright as your stock headlight.
More bright at night. Today on American Biker Minute.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.
Jack Ryan for American Biker Minute. Twice as bright, new half the price.
Since the 80s, we've all had the halogen bulbs. Early 2000s, the HID was very popular. The LED technology has surpassed even what the HID is capable of. More compact, more reliable, and as bright as possible. Previously, you had to buy an entire headlight assembly, which included the reflector and lens, $400 or $500. The latest thing, they have just a bulb that fits into your stock reflector and lens. Take out the original halogen bulb, put the new LED bulb in place.
It shines
twice as bright as your stock headlight.
RivcoProducts.com. Your passport to the open road, not two wheels.
All right, 55 past the hour. Time for us to have Pauline Frommer join us in conversation from the Frommer Travel Guides at Frommers.com. So, Pauline, I was looking at some of these travel apps. I wonder if you use either these or any others. There's an app called Agoda, which is an app that you can use to filter a search. You put in the location, the price you want to pay, if you want free breakfast, that sort of thing. There must be a number of these apps around it.
Agoda is one of the standard hotel booking apps. The problem with all of the hotel booking apps is that right now all of the major hotel chains are claiming that if you go to them directly through their loyalty programs, you'll get a better rate. And it's not just a claim. In most cases, it's true. So an Agoda app will not show you those hidden rates. I think the coolest new app is one called Mobile Passport. It's being done by the U.S. government, and if you're flying back into the country, you key in your information, and they process it before you even get to the passport area. So there's a special line now in 17 airports, and it's expanding. My husband used it. He came back from Italy. He got through customs, he said, in 10 seconds.
Really?
Using this app.
You know,
amazing.
I found something. I have applied for that, what do they call it, traveler, something or other, that you go to the TSA.
Known traveler.
And so I have the application, but I don't have my certification yet. And yet I've flown, 7 times in the past 10 days. And each time I got TSA pre-check. So I wonder if it isn't already sort of in the records, because I've been with one airline, I pretty much was always, but I flew 4 different airlines this past week, and they all had me on TSA pre-check. Is that, do you think, part of how it works?
President Obama just signed the FAA Reauthorization Act, and it had in it some provisos for making it quicker to get through the TSA lines. Mm-hmm. So you might have been the beneficiary of that. The other great thing in that act is they have now made it illegal for parents to be separated from children under 13 on the plane.
Great.
No longer can airplanes
charge
you extra to sit next to your kid. Also, if they lose your bag for 12 hours or more, you get your bag fee back, even if you get your bag fee. So good things in this act. Amazing.
All right, hotel room bookings. How do you have on the website, you got 8 tips for paying less on your next booking. Give us one.
Air hotel packages. Often you'll pay less if you bundle the airfare and the hotel together.
Got it. All right, check those all out. The 8 tips for better booking at Frommers.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.